I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, February 17th. The father of a Weymouth High School senior says he's devastated after his 17-year-old son was shot and killed while driving in Quincy Tuesday night. Officers responding to a report of gunshots in the area of Palmer Street and Taffrail Road at about 6:30 discovered Nathan Paul suffering from a gunshot wound inside of a car that had crashed into another vehicle a couple of blocks away. Nathan was taken to Boston Medical Center, where he succumbed to his injuries. Nathan was a music lover who played on the Weymouth High School football team. He was getting ready to turn 18 in March, trying to decide where he wanted to go to college next year. Weymouth High School canceled all athletic activities yesterday as the grief set in on campus. Superintendent Robert Wargo released a statement that reads in part, "We are incredibly saddened to learn of the passing of one of our Weymouth High School students. Our hearts are with the student's family and loved ones during this difficult time." Grief counselors are being made available to the school community. No arrests have been made in connection with the shooting, and an investigation remains ongoing. A GoFundMe has been created to support the family. Julius Hammond Dazier, the 19-year-old wanted for the murder of a young man at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree last month, was arrested yesterday and arraigned later in the day and ordered held without bail. Hammond Dazier was captured in Dorchester by Braintree and Boston police along with state troopers and arraigned in Quincy District Court. Investigators say Hammond Dazier shot 26-year-old Dejun Beasley of Dorchester while Beasley was shopping on the main floor of the mall on January 22nd. He died the next day. Prosecutors said Beasley was inside Forever 21 with his girlfriend, who was pushing a 3-year-old in a stroller. Surveillance video allegedly shows Hammond Dazier get off an elevator, walk to the store, and exchange words with Beasley. Hammond Dazier allegedly lifted up his shirt to show he had a gun. As Beasley walked to the store exit, Hammond Dazier allegedly followed him and shot him in the head before running off. During Hammond Dazier's arraignment, prosecutors said the entire sequence from when the suspect got off the elevator to the time he ran off after the shooting lasted about a minute and 10 seconds. An arrest warrant had been issued for Hammond Dazier on January 28th. A second person, Samantha Schwartz, has been charged with helping Dazier hide from police. She pleaded not guilty and was ordered held on $20,000 bail last month. Hammond Dazier is due back in court on March 15th. Quincy School Committee has voted to drop the face mask requirement in the Quincy Public Schools on February 28th. In a special meeting last night, the committee voted to go along with the State Education Department and drop the mask requirement for students and staff in grades K through 12. Masks will still be required on school buses per the federal mandate. Also, last night, the school committee agreed to allow the public to attend school committee meetings again beginning on March 9th. Officials said the March 9th meeting may be held in the City Council chambers at City Hall, and they reserve the right to move the meetings to City Hall whenever there is a large audience expected. Finally, last night, the committee approved a new 3-year contract with the Quincy Teachers Union. Calls for 0% pay raises for 2020 and a 3% increase last year, in line with all other city unions. A man accused of obstructing a federal investigation into fires at Jewish institutions in Massachusetts in 2019 has been arrested in Sweden. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston says 35-year-old Alexander Yanakis was arrested yesterday by Swedish authorities in a Stockholm suburb. The FBI said Yanakis' younger brother was the prime suspect in an investigation into a total of 4 fires in May 2019 at a Shabbat center in Arlington, another one in Needham, and a Jewish-affiliated business in Chelsea. The center in Arlington had 2 fires. Yanakis' brother later died, but investigators questioned Alexander, who was living in Quincy, about storage facilities that the brothers had rented in Quincy. In an indictment unsealed yesterday, prosecutors said Yanakis went to the second storage unit on March 22nd of 2020 and removed items belonging to his younger brother that were relevant and material to the ongoing arson investigation, including a backpack and a bottle of cyanide. Yanakis then left for Sweden that night and never returned. Yanakis now is facing a long list of charges, including making false statements, concealing records, and tampering with documents. Federal investigators plan on bringing him back to Boston to face charges. Two dogs abandoned in Quincy received medical care at the Quincy Animal Shelter yesterday. The head of the shelter said a woman in a gold SUV dumped the dogs outside the shelter on Broad Street and sped off. The dogs are 6 and 7 year old males and have signs of neglect. One dog has sores on his legs. The other has a wound on his side. Quincy Animal Shelter Director Kit Burke says it is not fair to the animals. They should not just be dumped. She says they have no history, no medical history, and don't even know their names. Burke said the dogs are very sweet and hopes someone will come forward with information. If nobody claims the dogs, they will go up for adoption in about a week. The shelter wants them to be adopted together. Massachusetts House approved a bill that would let immigrants in the country illegally obtain a state driver's license. If passed into law, Massachusetts would join 16 other states and the District of Columbia, which already have similar laws. Legislation approved on a 120-36 vote would require individuals provide documentation to obtain a license, including proof of their identity, residency in the state, and date of birth. The new rules would apply to those who don't have proof that they're in the country legally, including those not eligible for a Social Security number. Those seeking a license must present at least two documents. The first must be either a valid unexpired foreign passport or a valid unexpired consular identification. A second kind of identification could include an unexpired driver's license from any U.S. state or territory, a birth certificate, a valid unexpired foreign national ID card, or foreign driver's license, or a marriage certificate issued in Massachusetts. At least one document must contain a photograph. The bill also states that immigrants eligible for the driver's licenses would not be registered to vote as a result. Under the legislation, the RMV would be required to come up with regulations about what specific kinds of documentation are acceptable. The licenses would not become available until July 2023. The measure now moves on to the state Senate. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 54, the NASDAQ dropped 15, the S&P rose 3. Global stocks and Wall Street futures also mixed. The dollar and the euro are down. Oil is down a bit to just under $93 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lose a tough one to Detroit, 112-111. And the Bruins take on the Islanders in New York tonight at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service, partly cloudy, breezy today, high 61 degrees. For tonight, breezy, a low 45. Rain and wind move in late tonight during the overnight hours. There is a high wind watch in effect. For the overnight hours, winds could gust 50 to 60 miles per hour overnight tonight into early tomorrow. High tomorrow, 60 degrees. Scattered snow showers Saturday with highs in the upper 30s. Sunny 40 on Sunday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Southwest wind gusting to 30 and a high tide right before noon. Sunrise 6:37, set at 5:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, February 17th.